I'm Tyler Donaldson.
Agriculture is facing headwinds, including low commodity prices, according to Ag Country Farm Credit Services Executive Vice President Mark Nisley. Markets are below break-even levels in many cases. However,
and working capital of most of the producers that we're working with are strong coming into this cycle, so they have a little bit of staying power. But the caveat would be if they're carrying a lot of grain inventory from 23 or even prior, make sure they're continuing. It's really important that your listeners continue to look at their balance sheet and continue to put the proper values on some of that, because when you may think that you had good working capital prior, it may have deteriorated a little bit with the commodity markets going down.
Farmland prices continue to hold firm.
When interest rates go up and commodity price markets go down, you'd think the opposite would happen. But again, it's reflecting a strong financial picture, I think, that a lot of farmers and ranchers are taking into this cycle. And, you know, preparing to take advantage of opportunities when they arise, I think we'll continue to see that happen. I just saw some recent news out of the Iowa marketplace that land prices have softened a bit there. So I don't think we'll see the double-digit increases that we've experienced in the last couple of years. I think the land market, you know, will level off, maybe soften a bit in some areas, but, you know, that takes time to kind of come into being, I think, as depending on how long commodity prices stay down.
There is